Welcome, everyone. We want to welcome you to the Centerville Redevelopment Agency meeting being held here on September 16th. We have four of the five commissioners present. Commissioner Summerhays, Commissioner Meekum, Commissioner Hurst, and Commissioner Plummer.
We're not commissioners.
They're directors.
Directors. Sorry, I was in the fire board meeting last night. I was commissioner last night. I don't know what I am. I was a commissioner last night. So anyway, welcome, directors. We got one item here on our business tonight. It's the Centerville Corporate Park amended and restated grant of easements. And our city attorney, Lisa Romney, is going to add to what you have in your packet on that. Lisa?
Thank you. Yes, as you know, the RDA approved some amendments to the grant of easements for the Centerville Corporate Park subdivision. That's the one with the MTC building and the Chick-fil-A. So we approved those and sent them on, and Marketplace 24, the MTC owners, submitted those to Chick-fil-A, and Chick-fil-A had a number of requested amendments, and so for the past couple months, the Marketplace attorney was working with Chick-fil-A and actually negotiated them down to what you have in your packet. I think a lot of work has gone into these from those two parties. I think these amendments are acceptable to me. I will say it's not ideal, but what they're trying to do is actually in this, I think the most substantive, there are two substantive changes, is really making sure about the assessments, when and how those are going to be addressed, and creating budgets. And I think that is all actually, you know, better than what we had. So I'm supportive of that and recommend that. But the major changes, they're trying to address this ever-present traffic and queuing issue. But I think it's great that we had these two parties back at the table, because as you know, we had an intervening owner, because MTC actually sold the parcel to Chick-fil-A. So they were part of, you know, knowingly creating a small lot. But now they're saying through these that, okay, any lot can queue on another lot, and we're going to agree to that. And initially, I thought, well, maybe we should exclude the RDA from that, but in actuality, we need to queue when we're trying to get out of a, you know, a theater show or something like that. So I think with these changes, it's actually a good thing to have the parties finally addressing that, because we also do limit them. You know, they can only have that one access on Marketplace, and we've held firm with that. And so with that, we're recommending these amendments, and hopefully with this version, we can get all the parties to sign and get them recorded. But I am happy to answer any questions that you might have specifically. But I do think it was a good review by Chick-fil-A's attorney as well, trying to clean these up. Because we have had the history of working with MTC, and you know, we've been in this owners association for, you know, over a decade, so it's been working well.
So essentially the way I read it is, if one party feels like, okay, this is too much, they do need to provide notice and substantive evidence of that detrimental effect.
Right, and it does put the burden on the receiving party, because I thought, wait, we're not going to pay for this private dispute.
Yeah.
But then reading through it, they're not asking us to pay for that. It's actually between the parties, and it's the, you know, whoever's benefiting from it. So, I think it's a good resolution.
So did any rest of you have questions? The rest of you directors on this amended and restated grant of easements?
And who prepares, Mayor, I guess I do have, remind us who prepares the annual capital improvement budget as an association general? Who's our association manager?
So in the last round, we agreed to have MTC, MTC can hire a manager and actually maybe get paid, but, you know, we would probably provide information as well to that.
But is there actually a designated manager?
Of the owners association?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe MTC is going to, well, I don't know if they've hired someone, but that was in the last round, was they can designate someone.
Yes, we did recently discover that as one of my roles prior to this agreement, that it's the city manager is the HOA president, which I was not aware of.
Right.
When are you, changing that? And that's, I guess what I'm getting at is,
that's what we're
there's an, there's a management company, I mean, you could have a management company, or you can just designate representatives within the association to be your, your director.
Right. So in the meetings, Bruce has attended those in the past as representing Centerville and the RDA for those maintenance, landscaping contracts, things like that. So we've been represented at the meeting.
And who prepares the budgets, though, when it comes down to it? We don't know. We probably haven't been doing it.
I don't know.
Okay.
Let's see.
I think it's just a follow-up. I think the language is fine. I think it's the implementation.
Yeah, it just says the association shall, so that's your question.
Right,
okay,
exactly.
Who's the association? So,
well, I think we know who the association is, but who is actually going to be designated, and then within the association board, I guess, who's responsible for preparing that specific improvement budget, because it's outside of the RDA's budget, it's an association budget.
Yeah, I think under the bylaws, we actually do still have the officers designated. And so likely it would be those officers. But if Marketplace 24 takes a more leadership role in the association, you know, then
yeah,
they,
like,
and they're doing all the costs.
Prepare
and,
that
yeah.
budget.
So is it being prepared? You got me worried. We don't even know if it's being prepared.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
Well, we can just delay the adoption and that, because, yeah, due monthly. Well, anyway, I'll follow up on that and see what what they're thinking.
Yeah, just a reminder, Utah state statute requires an annual meeting at a minimum.
And that's what, yeah, we were probably not doing, and they're doing a much, yeah, they want to take a more active role.
And then this notion of a maintenance fund as well, because not only are you doing a budget, but that budget should include some kind of reserves.
Okay.
So do we
want to, then would flow down to our RDA budget. I think our pro rata share should be included in our annual budget.
Yeah. So do we want to
note for Nate, I guess, on that?
Do we want to approve this tonight or not?
No, I think it's fine. I agree with being more proactive, and, you know, whether or not, you know, I still think we can meet some of these deadlines. And
yeah, my comment isn't, like, a negative towards the amendment itself. It's just
right.
more comments as it relates to implementation moving forward.
And right now, we may not have any capital improvements, so we wouldn't necessarily need the capital improvement budget this year. But for those years that we do, and I think that's, you know, proactive in saying, yeah, it's getting there, and the parking lot might need some work and things like that. So.
Mayor, I'm happy to make a motion.
Sure, I don't see other questions, so we're welcome to.
I'll make a motion that we approve the amendments as provided to the amended and restated grant of easements and restrictions for the Centerville Corporate Park subdivision.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. All right, second item on the RDA, minutes review and approval from the June 3rd, 2025 RDA meeting. Is there, in what you looked at, any changes those minutes? If not, look for a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Second?
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? That passed unanimously. Okay. Motion to adjourn RDA.
So moved. Second.
RDA is adjourned. All right, you got...